When I told my son on a recent trip that we were going to stop and visit with a couple of hobos, I think he wondered what we were really going to do. We did stop and visit with two hobos in a small park in Britt, Iowa. What we learned, I believe you will find interesting as well. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
If I told you someone was a hobo, you perhaps would have an image of a down-and-out character by the railroad tracks. I recently sat down with two hobos, New York Maggie and Connecticut Shorty, and they say the image most of us have of a hobo is incorrect.
A hobo is an itinerant worker. It is nothing the image that people have.
Yeah, they wander to work and work to wander. They had a wanderlust, and they might have had 50, 100 jobs in their lifetime because they had to keep moving. The road was always calling them.
We sat down to visit just outside the National Hobo Museum in Britt, Iowa. Connecticut Shorty says she's more of a hobo type than a true hobo, although she does have plenty of experience riding the rails.
I have ridden about 5,000 miles on the rails on freight trains, but our father, Connecticut Slim, was a steam air hobo. He hoboed for 44 years.
Their father, Connecticut Slim, wished to be buried here in Britt, Iowa, alongside other hobos. These sisters came here to honor his wishes in 1990.
We came here to bury him, and because we were daughters of a famous hobo, really, the hobo community took us under the wing, more or less to speak, and we just started coming back and eventually became Queen of the Hobos.
Yes, there is a Queen of the Hobos. Maggie and Shorty have both had the title bequeathed at the annual Hobo Convention held here annually. Shorty says she didn't have personal contact with her father until she was about 30 years old, when he came to a store where she was working to meet her.
I looked up, of course, I knew it was my father. I'll tell you the first thing he said to me. He said, "Hi, I'm your daddy. Do you need anything?" Actually, he had quite a sense of humor.
There's much more to this story, and we've yet to get to the hobo convention held in this town, too. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Britt, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.